love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, still trying to reconcile with his wife, and something came up today. Two things. One minor thing. I got an email from Thorlo. You may remember them from years ago. It was just a marketing email, but I haven't received one in, I think, years. And suddenly I got another one today, which was fascinating, just a reminder of years past. But I, while enjoying food, I watched a program that's maybe a week old from James White called TikTok Lady Theologian Refuted, and other things. But he spent most of his program talking about a woman who was a former Methodist pastor or whatever, and the argument she gave. I could tear him apart. It was easy fluff. But the issue was homosexuality. And what fascinated me is the arguments he then gave were a little more detailed than I would do. Obviously, he speaks Greek a whole lot better than I do, but not that much. And the thing that I find delightful is he did exactly what I do, because he read a typical passage, 1 Corinthians 6. He read 9, 10, and 11. And that's my focus, verse 11. I have gone over the meaning of arsenic corte, which is where we get homosexuality. I've talked about the difference between, which he even talked about the difference between the effeminate and the homosexual, I think is in some translations. And what the differences are. And showing the other references in Leviticus and in Romans and so forth. What he did, I can do, and I've done. But again, he does it better, obviously, because he's a little more studied on it. But the issue is, I can do it. And the other thing is, he focuses on verse 11. And such were some of you, which is my focus. When I've dealt with other people, I've dealt with people. I remember a conversation I had with somebody who had an abortion and was able to encourage because of that, because it includes liars, murderers, and so forth, that repentance changes everything. And it's not that you have to come up with repentance. It's the Lord's gift. That's clear in the verse. So when I look at that, I've studied it intensely. And I think of my son, Jack. And I think of my son, Jack, in hope. I wanted you to know that. I'll give you the link to the video. I have hope for my son, Jack. Not because of my son, Jack. Because of the Lord. My lady, I love you.